terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
I'm here with a hammered shit bird right now, and Novak, and this is BAM, and I just got punked. Wow, that was great.
You look like a scary little bitch on that fucking show.
I was. Dude, it was so scary. Like, I got picked up at sunset by Kingman, my team manager for Element, and he was taking me down to Costa Mesa in this, like, limo to do a Element photo shoot, and, he asked to stop in at a convenience store to get a drink, and the stop happened to be Inglewood, which is like the fucking full-blown rap ghetto. We went to the worst convenience store, dude.
You know.
And Kingman took like 20 minutes. So the driver's like, yo, man, you're going to be late for your photo shoot. What's taking him so long? I'm like, I don't know. I'll go figure it out. So I run out to go check the door, and it's locked. So then I walk around back. And then all of a sudden, these cop cars just swarm me, and they draw these guns, and they're like, put your hands up, motherfucker! I'm like, me? They're like, yeah, you put them up now! Then they, like, take me around back, and they're like, let me see some ID! Pennsylvania, you expect me to believe that one? I'm like, that's where I live! They're like, you don't have California? Jesus Christ!
Is this how you do it in Pennsylvania? Is this how you hold up stores in Pennsylvania?
They had a sergeant out, they had a fucking airplane out, they put some serious money into that.
They had a helicopter come out.
Yeah, that'll freak you out.
They're talking to me, I'm like, look, I know that you think that I'm involved in this robbery, but I'm not, so let's go around the corner so we all don't wind up getting shot. Because, like, when there's four dudes running out with guns, I don't want to be aimed at. So let's go around the fucking corner.
And the cop's like, so wait, you're from Pennsylvania? He's trying to use Pennsylvania against you. Like, is this how you do it in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, like, well, no. Dude, they were real, like, SWAT cop.
They had
like,
a sergeant out.
Yeah,
he had a sergeant and the...
And the thing was, you know how they always, like, try to catch you in lies and stuff?
Oh, no, I don't know anything about that.
I knew that there was no lies to tell, so, like... You know, they're just like, so where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to Costa Mesa for a photo shoot. And then they asked me like 5 minutes later, like, so where are you going? I'm like, I already told you, I'm going to Orange County for a fucking photo shoot. He said, I thought you said Costa Mesa before. See, now I know you're lying. I'm like, Costa Mesa is in Orange County, you
but
fucking
But you didn't
idiot.
Say Orange County, you I'm said like, Costa Mesa.
Yeah, and I'm like, look, I know that you're trying to catch me in like a lie, but I'm not lying. I'm really going to a fucking photo shoot. I'm not trying to rob this convenience store.
Well, who's the photo shoot for? Element Skateboards. What's that? Yeah. Pretty fucking self-explanatory, you fucking
look,
pig.
We're trying to do an Amish drive. By from Pennsylvania, you cops are fucking it all up by stopping the horse.
We're doing an Amish drive-by. We want battery.
Yeah, batteries, electricity, and cars. Something, I don't know.
Shitbirds, you just woke up high today, didn't you?
Dude, I'm like...
I heard Amish people smoke loads of weed.
Yeah, ask Shitbirds.
You think
Shitbirds? With them.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got a little cash crop.
What else? I would think Amish people do a fucking hell of a lot of drugs. What the fuck else can they do?
Yo, shit, remember when that one kid, one Amish kid got caught with cocaine in Lancaster?
Selling cocaine.
Dude, picture an Amish kid with, like, nice suspenders and a little Amish hat selling coke and shit.
I got 50 bags. I got 20 bags.
I'd be like the prime guy to rob or stick up and take all shit.
Dude, I would fuck him up so hard.
They don't believe in guns. They don't believe in... He's just asking to fucking be taken off.
So wait, Amish kid, how much is it?
This one's 120.
All right, well, I'm going to not give you the 120, and I'm going to take this 120.
No, look, dude,
and I'm also going to take the rest of your money.
Because
you're a little Amish fucker, and I'll tell your dad all
this. If you have a girlfriend, I'm going to fuck her, too, right now, in front of you.
You don't want to hug an Amish bitch.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I would fuck a nun before an Amish bitch.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Well, there's some hot nuns.
They're probably all, like, they don't even shave, and they're all mean.
Every Amish bitch has a goddamn mustache. I haven't seen one without. Yellow teeth.
I disagree.
They're pussies.
If an Amish dude was selling coke, you could so barter with him. Be like, I got two chickens.
Why barter when you could just steal from the fuck?
Well, I know.
What the
barter?
Fuck you want to trade for?
Do you really think
come back next week, you asshole?
You want me to get my people on you? Like, What are you gonna do?
Ride your horse to my fucking house
and
throw rocks at it?
Maybe I'll stand behind the horse so you'll like kick me or something.
Dude, I gotta do the fucking threat of just put a gun to the horse's head, man. They'll give you anything they want.
Really?
I gotta put a gun to their horse's head?
No, not the horsey, no. not the transportation.
That's like shooting somebody's car.
When I leave here to go,
shot horse.
What are you gonna do?
You know what I'm gonna do, you little Amish kid? I'm gonna make you play Nintendo.
I'm gonna put telephones in your house and give you a cell phone.
I'm gonna hook up my DVD player and make you watch.
You're gonna lose money on eBay, you fucker.
What kind of religion is that? Like, what? Like, you know what? You can't use electricity, therefore you can't listen to rock music. You can't watch TV.
What do they do for fun?
There's people that like get out and listen.
What
to
are you watching, Kingpin? Faggot?
Yeah, that's what I think of it. See, every time I take Route 1 home to Baltimore, right?
Ishmael.
Yeah, Ishmael couldn't get it right, man. Guy had $1 million fucking bow in hand, just didn't want to use it.
You know what? I'm about thinking going Amish. I'm tired of shit, man. Paying bills and crap.
I'll just be like me. Don't do it, fucking shit, bro.
Can you get a DUI if you're Amish and a horse and buggy?
Yeah, well, you can get a DUI.
I'm not driving, officer, the horse shit.
You can get a bike under a tux. Yeah, that's a good point. The horse. Probably because you're controlling a horse moving vehicle.
Do you think Amish bitches like 69 and shit and eat out asses?
I wonder if they dyke out. You think they dyke out?
Fuck no, they don't dyke out.
Why would they?
$5 there's Amish dykes.
Dude, do we know anybody Amish?
Why don't we just drive 20 minutes away? Isn't that weird? Like, you think...
Ow.
Yo, let's go up to Lancaster and get a shoe fly pie and find out if there's any Amish lesbians.
Dude, let's make one day to go out and find a fucking hot Amish bitch. One day.
There isn't. I've seen them
dude,
all.
Let's go. Let's go to an Amish bar.
There is no Amish bars. Drive down Route 30. They can't even drink.
So wait, can you take out? Okay, here's a good one.
Give me a cigarette, shitbird.
Amish makeover. Like, just, like, turn her into a fucking...
Why? That's defeating the whole fucking point of this project, you moron.
Wait, taking an Amish bitch and making her look hot?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good idea.
Like, work it.
I just want to find a hot Amish bitch.
You think that there's a hot Amish bitch out there?
I think there is, dude. Well, dude, I was
one. There's one hot Amish bitch.
I asked... Dude, shit's so hot that I asked him for a cigarette and he hands me a lighter. What the fuck did you smoke today?
Hey, you got a light?
Yeah, now give me a cigarette.
Okay, thanks. Oh, man, I remember one time... Ape and Phil took me up to Lancaster, and they wanted this Amish quilt. We went to this Amish house, dude, and they were cooking fucking possum stew. It was so minging. Yo, let's call up Ape right now, because I know that damn well that she'll
Shipper,
know.
Here, Shipper's got the number. Shipper's call up. Ape up.
Yeah, speakerphone, homo?
I got a good speakerphone. What's the number? You just delete it.
You know what? Let's prepare this shit. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song. The Rasmus just came out with a new album, and it's fucking awesome.
Is this the one about hair? Oh, no, I'm thinking rhymes.
I'm going to play them in a minute.
The hair, what song?
Yeah. This is the very new Rasmus. I don't even think it's out yet here.
But, dude, how do you always get all this new shit?
Because they ship it to me, Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
Hey, yo, Ma.
Let's get up that $1 million mark, dude. They just give you all the new shit months before it comes out. It's fucking hot.
They want it to be out, though.
So let's hear this shit. This song is called No Fear, and I think it's the best one on the album.
And you're listening to Radio Man Radio.
Series 28.
Destination darkness. No fear. Erasmus, new album, No Fear, and
that's what I have, none of fear at all.
You're right.
I know.
I'm here with Novak and Shitbirds.
Shitbirds
had a little bit too much to drink. You've probably been smoking some weed with frosted flakes, huh?
Yeah. Actually, it's been snowing on your weed, hadn't it?
I've had a combination of tiredness versus drunk again, so I'm like,
you should make that a song.
You're on something, Shit, because
I know.
Because Novak asked for a cigarette, and then you handed him a lighter, and then you put a cigarette in your mouth, and then you asked him if he had a lighter.
Yeah, I was like,
did you notice
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is wrong.
That was the first time I ever needed a light.
It's like Franz. Do you remember we stopped over Franz's? He swore that we put his cat in the fucking closet, which neither of us got. We did not move from the sofa. He said,
dude, the cat made it behind the oven, like, and he's like, why you put my cat behind the oven? I'm like, if you can't get him out, how can I get him in?
And it's 9 a.m. We said, when did you go to bed? He's like, 10 minutes ago. And then he makes us get on our fucking hands and knees, and he's like, shh, you hear that? And we don't hear anything. 2 minutes later, he's fucking scrubbing his ceiling
fan. Let's stick with the topic of Amish lesbians. Now, let's call 8.
I'm calling
the wrong number. All right, I'm calling 8.
I'm tuning.
You don't have to tune shit, bird, especially not in your condition right now.
I know. Well, you can tune in some weed into a pipe.
Can't put weed into a pipe.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah?
Did you see me get pumped?
Yeah, I saw you get pumped. Wait, did you get pumped?
That look like a pussy?
No!
He looked like a...
Did you think you were going to leave, like, Kingman in the dust, though?
You think Kingman's going to be upset about that, Abe?
Is that Brandon?
Oh, yes. Sorry, you're on the radio, I forgot to say.
Oh, goody. Yeah, it sounds like you threw him under a bus.
I'll have to call him and apologize. Maybe I'll call him on this very radio
show. Yeah, I'll do that.
Hey,
Abe. I'm like, hey, it's just my team manager, let's get out of here.
Hey,
tell her why we're calling.
Yeah, the topic, guess what the topic might be?
Oh, no, what?
Amish bitches and how minging they are, and if there's any Amish lesbians out there.
Or hot ones at that.
Yeah. Makeover.
Oh, brother. Hey, where do you come up with this stuff?
Shitbird came up with it. Ape, did you know that your little brother smokes weed?
And it lets it snows on the weed.
Because he's drunk, and Novak asked for a cigarette from Shitbird, and Shitbird gave him a lighter, and then he put a cigarette in his own mouth and then asked if Novak if he had a lighter.
Isn't that great?
Shitbird's going to be fired tomorrow.
Are you going to fire him, Abe? Well, you don't have to mow the lawn anymore. It's winter.
No. What do you think? That's all he does?
What else does he do, Ape?
Stop.
What does shit do?
Stop.
Oh, my God. You better take a look around your house, dummy.
What does he do then?
Yeah, dummy.
Just about everything you don't do. Everything.
What does shit do?
I do stuff.
All the four-wheelers. He takes care of the recording studio.
He plants beers in the backyard so he'll find them in the wintertime.
Yeah, Ape, he just bought a six-pack of beer from the store.
He bought a six-pack today, and he didn't even drink it. I was like, what are you doing? He walks out with a shovel, and he starts burying beers because he says one day he's going to really want them in the wintertime. It'll be nice and chilly and cold.
It's below the frost line.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe hanging out at your house is, like, dementing them worse.
All right, fuck this beer shit. We're sticking with the topic of lesbian bitches. Hey, remember that note I wrote when I was in fifth grade?
Right.
Well, why don't you tell the audience what happened?
What, that fifth grade paper?
What was that paper about? Did I get an A or a B or a C or a D? Mine.
It wasn't graded. You actually just have to tell that yourself.
And say what I said.
Well, it said, you know, the things you like the most and the things...
Well, what did I like the most? Damn it, that's what we're trying to say. You're wasting precious airtime.
Oh, sorry. What did you hate the most? And you said... Amish quilt, but you spelled it like
O-M-I-S-H, Amish. Dude, you took me to fucking Lancaster. We went to this minging-ass Amish place, and they were cooking possum soup. It smelled like a fucking anchovies cunt in there.
Ew. I thought I've had some bad cunts in my life. Ew.
Would you guys go to a Cajun Amish place?
Quilt, and you guys were just supposed to hang out for a short time.
Didn't I refuse to sleep in that Amish quilt for a year?
That's true. You, like, wouldn't even go near that. I figured one day when you get married, I'll wrap it up and give it to her a gift.
You still have that shit?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I do. I still have it.
No, we got to hang it up in here.
Hey, I'm just hand done.
I don't care. It smells like shit.
Who cares if God made it?
Hand done.
Dude, that... Abe, that house was the grossest house I've ever seen. Them Amish people are minging. And I'll talk all kinds of shit on them because they can't own Sirius Radio, so fuck them.
Nor
fuck
can they own a gun.
Hey, fuck all Amish people.
They can't even get here.
Remember when that Amish kid got caught selling the coke in Lancaster like 5 years ago? Well, Novak's going to track down that kid, beat him up, take all his money because he can't tell his dad.
And he can't pull out a gun and shoot me, and he can't jump in a car and drive away.
Novak, I swear to God, if I had a gun, I'd shoot.
It's free coke. That's free coke. You just beat one Amish motherfucker's ass. You got free coke.
That's Shipper. That was Shipper, Jay. That wasn't me.
It's unbelievable. Novak, you live there. All you do is change the kitty litter.
You live
there. The kitty litter. It's so fair.
Boom.
Ape, I'm not talking about free coke. That's shit over there. I didn't say nothing.
Hey, shit's the one who mentioned the coke.
I'm just sitting here drinking a beer.
We're going to get some coke.
That Amish kid.
And some Amish hookers.
Hey, do you think that there's any hot Amish bitches out there?
At least one.
Secretly, there are.
See? Well, you know. Secrets because no one knows about them, nor do they ever see or hear about them.
Dude, I bet you they're all hairy and shit. Their puss has never seen a razor before.
Ew, nor a dick.
You know what? Why are you asking me this?
I know, this is a weird conversation.
Well, wait, Phil.
Phil, another guy.
Phil, because he's Pennsylvania Dutch.
Yeah, put Phil on the phone.
We need to talk to a guy he's ever seen.
Hey, do you think a minging-ass Amish bitch ever owned, like, nice makeup?
A dildo?
It's their makeup. It's their religion.
What a stupid religion. I have a good religion. Let's look ugly as fuck and wear minging-ass clothes.
And they make smell like shit.
And smell like shit and make possum soup and sell Amish quilts for $20.
Who told you it was Amish soup? Oh, possum soup.
Well, it smelled like an anchovy's cunt soup.
Well, did somebody actually say it was possum?
I think Phil... Put Phil on the phone.
All right, here he is. Hold on.
You know, actually, Bam could get it right.
Spell it out to lie.
Because they can spell it's O-possum and O-Amish.
What kind of soup were they making at that Amish place when you bought that minging quilt?
I'm pretty sure it was possum soup, yeah.
Hey, sweet. Phil, you're a guy. Have you ever seen a hot Amish girl?
A hot Amish girl?
Yeah. You're a guy. Answer serious.
Well, they wear black in the summer, so they gotta be hot. They're sweating.
No! Come on.
Wah, wah, wah.
Old man jokes. See, I'm glad I'm not the only one using old man jokes.
That's not an old man joke. Do you guys ever have a blood test?
Quit dodging the question.
A blood test.
Is there any hot Amish bitches?
Oh, Amish? Are they hot? I can't tell. They're wearing them big black gowns and everything.
By their face.
The face? I guess some of them look all right.
They're minging.
If there was Amish porno, would you watch?
Good question.
Hell yeah, I'd watch.
Dude, I'd watch two fat fucks fuck just to laugh. Right?
What?
What, Phil?
Douche?
Now you're... What? No, you're cutting out.
You're cutting out? Okay.
We have a low-budget cell phone here.
Oh,
it's Novak's.
Everything I own is low budget or no budget.
You hear it all.
All right, Phil, we're going to go and play an Elvis song.
Oh, awesome. That was possum soup, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Did you eat any of it, Phil?
Probably eat it, too, you fat ass.
I didn't eat any. Remember we left? You made us leave.
Yeah, you probably went right to Arby's.
What do you got, sir? I would eat some soup. I got to try it.
Yeah, fuck.
It's greasy.
Phil, don't you hate hot tuna sandwiches?
No, not tuna, but now I'm used to it. I can eat it now.
See, I'm with you, Phil. I don't like hot tuna. Fuck that shit.
There's nothing on this earth I don't like.
Would you eat frog legs?
Remember, I tried them on the cruise. You guys ordered them for me when I went to bed. That was nails.
Did you like them?
I didn't really like them. There's stuff I'll eat, but they're chicken. You know, I don't really like them.
Is that like chicken?
Yeah, it ain't that chickeny tasty feel.
Tasty feel.
Chickeny tasty feel.
That's so funny.
Phil, what do you like the most to eat?
I'm Italian, so spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is good.
Alright, Phil, we're gonna go. I'll play an Elvis song.
Alright, play some Elvis.
Alright, take it easy.
See you, Phil.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, man, we just saw your punk that was awesome as hell.
Yeah. All right, Phil, you're using up our precious airtime.
What's the best punk I've ever seen?
All right, later, Phil. All right, here's Elvis.
Yeah, figures Bam don't want to talk about it anymore. Like,
this Elvis song is actually by a band called Rammstein from Germany, and the song is
it's
called
Elvis.
Whoopie Stew. This is our Elvis. It just came out. I'm playing shit that just came out, and I'm into it. They speak in German, and you don't know what they're saying, but I
can recognize a few of their words. One of them's heroin.
Check the song out. Shit, this is Radio Bam Series 28.
Thank you. We're going hot right now. Oh,
stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, Shipper, let's see if you could outro that song there and introduce who's here, if you're capable.
What are we going to do? Yeah, I'm
not capable of shit today, shit.
I'm handy capable.
Well, go on.
What do you want
to
do?
I want you to say what song that was.
He just told you what the fuck to do.
And intro who's here.
That's Rasmus.
No! We just played that.
Or the guitar, you moron.
Oh, Rammstein.
Yeah! What was the song called?
It was called, Bistro.
Who's here?
I was over here looking somewhere else. I was not even paying attention. I was just sitting here.
Story of your life, not paying attention.
I was just...
It's already a minute. You still haven't even introduced who's here.
Can we do this now?
Oh, okay. All right. I'm Deco. All right.
Fucking got Pam Morgera. We got fucking Missy here. We got fucking Novak. We got Mandy. We got Christy Craig.
Christy Craig, what's that?
What is that?
I'm just telling you who the fuck is here, like Deco would.
Did you know that Deco has a serious fever?
Oh, he's not feeling good.
That's why he's not here.
But, yo, you forgot, like, one of the main people that are here right now.
Tom Rocky.
A.K.A. the pedophile.
Pedophile.
Hey, pedophile, put your earpiece on. Let me talk to you for a minute.
Yeah, I heard that,
Well, let me tell why I called the pedophile first. Now, we call him a pedophile because he's 25, was dating a 17-year-old, who he made, now shut up, say pedophile, you can't retort to him, done, all right?
She's 17 and a half.
He makes the 17-year-old.
She's 17 going on 18.
He makes the 17-year-old go out to the tattoo store and get written on the inside of her lip, Tom's bitch. He's a real controlling pedophile, too. He's not just a pedophile, to God.
She's 17 going on 18.
So, now he just had to break up with the bitch because she stole all of his 311 tickets and ran into her dorm room and locked her door. So he had to, like, call the police and shit.
Did you cancel them shits, Tom?
Got a light?
I did. I got new ones reprinted.
So,
how was it a mission or did you just make a quick call?
No, it was, they took care of me a couple days. They took care of it.
So, fuck. But this is the funny thing. Who's that?
It's not me.
And she was 18, dickface.
Is that King?
King. Right. Oh, yeah, let's take this.
Answer.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, I just missed it.
Yeah, you miss everything.
John.
So back to the pedophile, I get King on the phone. Dude, one night he's here at a party, he gets so loaded, right, he decides to drive to get something to eat. He falls asleep in the Wendy's drive-thru for literally an hour, and he wakes up. And he thinks that Wendy's has a conspiracy against him, so he drives around to the other side and hides and waits to see if there's serving anybody else for like an hour-long process.
The fucking Wendy's a bitch.
That's him. That King. I'll continue on in a minute. Pedophile.
Yo, King.
There's no speaker on that.
Hey, yo, can I call you back in like 2 minutes? We're on Sirius Radio, but I'll call you right back. I want to talk about Punk. All right, bye. All right, go on.
So then he takes it upon himself to drive home, and what does the fucking pedophile do? Drives to a curb, busts a tire, and gets a DU fucking I.
Oh, really?
That's the guy who runs our radio show.
I want to hear. Dude. Why would you think that Wendy's was pulling a conspiracy?
Here, Tom.
No, I pulled up and
DUI club.
There's the DUIs. I pulled up and I swear the people in front of me got their food.
So
maybe they closed while I was online?
Or while you fell asleep for 1 hour?
Yeah, so I pulled. Well,
you fell asleep for an hour in the drive-thru. That is horrible.
Literally, for
dude,
1 hour.
You have to be shitbag wasted to do that.
So that lets you just see, like, I'm not lying about this DUI, because if you fall asleep for an hour in the drive-thru, you're either on heroin or fucking loaded.
Wait, you know, there was somebody behind me, too, waiting for food.
They didn't fall asleep for an hour either, did they? They fucking left you.
What if the dudes behind Tom were even more fucked up and they were totally cool with waiting an hour?
This doesn't even faze me because Tom was looking to save time in the morning by shitting in the shower, just like step on.
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah. What? You shit in the shower?
Are you serious?
I don't do that.
He said,
yeah, right.
Why did he say you heard that then?
I thought it would be a good idea, a good way to save time.
Yeah, he definitely does it then.
Shit in the shower.
Dude,
you have to crunch up the turd logs with your feet.
Yeah, no wonder you got 17-year-old.
All right, wait. No, you know, wait.
You're like, really sick in the fucking head, DJ.
No, wait, listen.
We wear rubber flip flops.
We've all thought about shit in the shower.
Put your fucking ass in the toilet like everybody else.
Margera, you know you thought about shit in the shower to save 2 minutes.
I never have.
You probably
you would have
shower
to press the shit through the little spigot thing.
I've never thought about shit in the shower. I swear to God.
I have.
You can't do it.
And I'm normal.
Yeah.
If you're normal, I'm a fucking genius, brother.
Well,
get the fuck out of here.
Hey.
So pedophile. Now, where in your mind would you think shitting in the shower would save time? Just put your ass in the seat like every other fucking American in the world.
Dude, it just would save time. I think it would.
You also think dating a 17-year-old makes sense.
She was 18.
She's 17 going on 18.
She was
going
to be 18 in one day, so that's like less 24 hours. So technically, she's 18.
2 minutes when you got to be to work at 9 o'clock in the morning and you wouldn't know shit about it.
Yeah.
Check this retort out. Guess who called Tom Rock the other day while someone was in the hometown of New York? And who wasn't at work at 12:30 in the afternoon because they were late and irresponsible? Who was that pedophile?
Who turned around and was like,
time did you call?
At like 12:30.
How'd you get up
you
so early?
You stayed awake all through the night, Mr. Responsible.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he's trying to make it seem like he called you at a reasonable time. He stayed up all fucking night. That's why he called you so early.
12:30 is not early.
On top of that, he calls me and says,
I know it's not early. You stayed up till then.
Bullshit.
He said, I want to talk shit on Heart Attack. I put your name in fucking security. You're supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. You never show. What the hell happened to you?
I didn't wake up.
I waited there for an hour.
I fell asleep. I went to bed.
Yeah. He's not really about saving time, though.
So. You'll see if you promote that book on my show.
Yeah, that's right. See? Comes around, goes around.
Comes around, goes around.
Easy come, easy go. My philosophy.
Let's call Kingman.
Let's call King and see how much of an asshole you are. Is that a speaker?
That wasn't me, Ape.
What the fuck?
Yo, King.
What up, Chihuahua boy?
Did you get to see Punk'd yet?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Yo, you're on Sirius Radio, by the way.
It's pretty funny, dude.
Is it good?
Yeah. I feel bad, though, because they're like, I'm like, dude, if there's four people in guns there, then I want to get the fuck out of here. They're like, you're willing to leave your friend in there like that? I'm like, he's my team manager!
Yeah, he's going to leave you in the dust.
Even Ape called up. She's like, you sounded like a dickhead.
Yo, King, I'd probably kick him off the team for that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I forgot that you're in California, so you didn't get to see it. Yeah, we just watched it right now.
Yeah, no, it comes on in like 2 hours, so I haven't seen it.
What are you doing, shooting steroids and working out and jerking your chihuahua off?
I can't hear you. What?
I said, are you fucking shooting steroids, jerking your chihuahua off, and working out at the same time?
Yeah, I'm just watching chihuahuas.
Fucking... Yo, did you read that book yet, motherfucker?
Nah, not anymore than I read the first 15 pages. This is good, man. Are you sure you didn't ghostwrite that thing? Or somebody ghostwrite that thing?
Oh, I'm sure Franz took...
Man, I wrote that whole fucking book, man.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine you having that good of a vocabulary.
Yeah, Franz...
That's why it's going to sell, bitch. I wrote every word in that book, man. Yeah. Fuck them all.
It got spell checked big time.
Spell check. That has nothing to do with the vocabulary, you fucking high on English.
You were reading the whole thesaurus during that.
It's the introduction of your life. It's just like, ew.
That was nasty. Are you jealous that I had such a fucking great life?
No.
Nah, I keep my life, thanks.
So what are you doing? You hanging out with Shilleroff, coming on trees and shit?
Nah, he ain't around.
Dude, yo, what's up with... Okay, Johnny Shilleroff owns Element Skateboards, which is a really successful company, and he put out a shirt that says, I love trees, and he was like... He's like, man, that's the worst-selling t-shirt. I was like, I told you, what's up with that? Fucking Kingman?
He admitted it's the worst-selling
shirt? He admitted.
Dude, that was pretty fucking funny. In front of the entire team, you're like, just fucking busting his balls about how lame the shirt is, and then he's like, it's the worst-selling shirt. And he's like, fuck you.
The whole team is there. He's like, that is the worst selling shirt. I'm like, I could have told you that before you made the damn thing. I'm like, now you probably have a whole collection in your own closet of every different colorway of an I Love True shirt because nobody wants the goddamn thing.
Yo, King, wasn't it hilarious?
But I was telling him, I was like, chill out. Not even somebody who really does love trees would wear a shirt that says I love trees. They just secretly love trees and not tell anybody.
If they wore that shirt, they might as well be taking dicks up the ass 24 hours a day.
Trees are nice.
He's holding on, man. He's really trying. He's struggling with something.
Yeah, try. The
I make sure I have a couple, so every time I send Bam or Novak a box, I got something that says I love trees.
Yo, King, remember you sent Bam the whole box of I Love Trees shirts?
Yeah.
He loves them, dude.
Trying to sway his perception, or sway his judgment.
Yeah, he's all down with Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
He loves playing trees, Bam does.
All right, King, being you like Cradle of Filth, I got a brand new track, and I'm going to play it. Yeah.
We're going to we're dedicating this to your little fucking minging chihuahuas.
Hanging in the radio room there?
What's that?
I hung that big dildo I wore at your house on Halloween.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, it's sick.
There you go, room you guys got there.
I'm looking right at it, tied to the sick jock strap. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Chicken foot all over it.
I knew you were gay.
It's jerk chicken, man.
All right, King, I'll rock this cradle of filth for you.
All right, thanks.
All right, take it easy.
Late.
Love you.
Late. Love you.
Yeah, Tom, tell me about this cradle of filth, because I heard it technically isn't cradle of filth.
No, it's just this Roadrunner United City. It's like 25 years of Roadrunner.
And who, like drummer from a different, what is it?
It's the drummer from Suffocation, and the bass player from Cynic, and the guitar player from 3 Inches of Blood. And
yo, Cynic is good.
That's old school, man. Early Roadrunner, like, goddamn. Focus, I think, was their album.
Yeah, but they have this four-track, like, thing that they wanted to put out, but Roadrunner never put it out, but it's awesome.
Darren's probably into it.
Yeah, he is.
He likes singing.
He likes it.
Anyway,
stop sucking Darren's dick,
shut
right?
the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, you are irritating, I'd say, at least at a mom.
I only do it to the pedophile, man. As soon as he walks in the door, I just fucking game face comes on and I give it to him.
That's why I cleaned your ass off the pool table. Dog.
Yeah.
He comes out with these pedophile rules, dude. We're playing for 20 bucks a game, and he shoots the 8-ball in by accident. He goes, oh, let's just keep playing. No, we're playing for fucking money, you pedophile. Pay up, bitch.
I just want, but I don't want
to
beat him.
I'm used to playing in jail. When you lose, you get fucked in the ass, and I lost many times, so I want my $20.
Yeah, it's serious for him. 8-ball goes in, a dick goes in a butthole. It's all about that.
How you know about that shit, Bird?
I've had a dick in a butthole, but not by you.
Oh, man.
That's sick.
I've had a dick in the butt by the Ravens. I lost to Ravens games, had dicks in the butt. I lost to the Baltimore Orioles, had dicks in the butt. I lost to pool games, had dicks in the butt. Man, fuck this. I'm playing Cradle of Filth. This Radio Bam. No, fuck it. This Radio Novak, dicks in the butt.
Dicks in the butt. Uh-huh.
28 Factions.
I never had a dick in the butt. I was just like...
Let's go. kids. Holy Lord, I got another. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banter. Turn it on Sirius 28 Faction.
Yo, yo, that was the new Cradle of Filth, sort of. Half the Roadrunner.
They gotta have like a 5-hour massage after each one of their fucking shows.
I know, dude, the drummer's calf muscles must be
bigger than my dick.
Anybody's calf muscles are bigger than
come
your
on,
dick.
Let's get serious. Dude, they gotta be on like serious amounts of cocaine to play one of their shows. Straight up.
Yeah, dude. How about the Viva La Bands tour? We had the first stop in Atlantic City.
Oh, that was
last
fucking
night.
Blast, man.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good. It's him is headlining, and then the Fireball Ministry, Finch and Skindred. But the funny part about everything was the first night we go there, a celebrity porn star shows up. Her name is
Jesus.
Her name is Savannah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And what do? Bring sand to the beach. Yeah. Fuck that one up, guys.
Sand to the beach.
Someone missed that because they're having a convo.
Hey, that's funny. It's like art.
Just like a.
But you know what's funny?
She was a pretty hot piece of ass, though.
She was down for the cause.
She was.
I got really embarrassed because like I was backstage and I'm standing there and I'm like, I said it. So you're the porn star, right? And she's like, no.
The bitch tried to tell me she was promiscuous. I said, you fucking whore. You fuck for a living. You are not promiscuous.
Actually,
what do you mean promiscuous?
What?
She said she's not promiscuous.
Yeah, right. She was showing her ass.
That's what I said. I said, bitch, you're fucking.
Remember, she was like,
I got a tattoo.
We showed her the tattoo on your arm, and then she was like, I got a tattoo, and she pulls down her pants.
She's like, it's a rabbit.
You show it her asshole, and then
she said, I got a tattoo of a rabbit. She goes, pulls her pants, and I say, I must have ran in the hole.
Fucking whore. That's being promiscuous.
Yeah.
I offended somebody because I didn't know that they weren't the porn star, so I walked up and was like, see you, the porn star?
Oh, and you said it to the wrong person.
The wrong person. I was like, man, I jacked off to a lot of your films. That's awesome. Thanks. Like, cool.
I wonder how many people say that.
I wonder if someone.
Let's listen to her fuck.
This is Savannah in action, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
That's what you want. You know you want it. That's right.
Yeah, take that shit, bird cock.
Yeah, take that shit, bird cock.
Take that shit, cock.
Uh huh. You know you want it. Oh, full 3 inches. See?
Listen to the techno beat.
They have the best music in pornos.
Say oh again. Oh, you just said it. Oh, yeah. Mm. That's right.
She's pretty good at humping, huh?
Where'd you score that at?
Seems like she knows what she's doing.
She does get paid for it.
She gave me a box of DVDs.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She told me she's a virgin.
Lisa
she just walks around with a duffel bag full of her own porn.
Lisa Slut's good also.
Hey, you want a copy?
Yeah, what's up? My name's Shitbird. I'm a adult filmmaker, and here's some of my DVDs of me fucking.
Yeah, I'm Dirk Diggler. There's no chicks in this film, but I got the first couple scenes all done.
I'm lost for words with you, Shipshit. Yeah, Jesus Christ, Shipper. I don't know what to say.
Dude, everybody was stoked on that on those videos that we.
We play a video right before him comes on,
and it's Novak breaking his clavicle when he's naked on a mountain bike. I put a spike through the spokes, and he goes flying, and then he's in the.
While you're wearing a shirt that says "I love being black," I heart being black.
And then Deco's film, 15-minute film, comes on before. Before ours does, during Finch.
Oh, did that last night too, or no?
Yeah, I didn't get to see it, but I actually, I just saw it now. I have some funny audio clips of him, he's dressed as a girl trying to hit on Reikia.
It's fucking funny.
It is pretty fucking funny. And then he starts repairing his teeth.
Oh.
That was great.
And then Reikia has a brand new set of teeth at the head.
He was drilling his tongue up.
Let's hear what Deco did.
You feed me the food, and I'll give you a treat of your lifetime.
A treat from you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Open wide, baby. Little French dip.
Oh, God.
Like a porno.
Here comes the airplane. Let the airplane sound. Stop, stop. No, no, don't stop. I'm a bad girl.
It sounds like a porno, but they're just feeding each other food.
It's such a porno if you just hear the audio.
Better than the food, honey. Look at that.
That's what Rake sounds like while he's fucking, I bet.
Eat it.
Ew.
It's a porno, but they're feeding each other food.
I swear to God. They are really eating food, I swear to God.
They're eating mashed potatoes and turkey.
Time to cut from the cake. Back.
Now they're eating cake.
Oh, sing a song of sick men. Oh, yeah. Don't be fat. You know what I say? The dinner, dessert, and then more dinner.
Now's the time for my tasty treat.
Oh, it is. You've done such a good job. It's going to be a good one. And now, since you've given me such a grand dinner, I am going to give you a treat you've been waiting for.
It sounds like a fucking porno.
It's the money shot. It's the money shot right there.
Now he's drilling his teeth with a...
He just fixing his teeth. That's not like a fool.
I thought you'd be smarter. Stinky!
Julia Child.
I swear, if I wasn't here watching this, I would say
oh, dude, who would have known?
I would
when you're watching it, you don't think that it sounds like a porn, but when you only hear the audio, it sounds like a full-blown X-rated-ass porn.
If I was in Radio Land, I'd still say you're lying.
Well, see for yourself and go to the Viva La Band show then.
Good plug.
And had a desire to quench that thirst out to a well just to fill the bucket when suddenly I found a note from my dear friend. Squibbles it read, "Come, help me. I've fallen in a well in the year 796. Oh, signed Mr. Moron, my true friend. I unraveled this beautiful dynamic time machine and inscribed the year 796 in which I would return to save him. This device not only brings pleasure, but rang the equinox of time dystrophy. Yes, rotting, spinning through boards."
So that's Deco's sketch that you could see at the Viva La Band show.
It was funny.
I think we're going to do it a whole big thing for the summer.
I ran out front.
Yeah, they're trying to make a 30-city date.
So good.
Something like that.
People were laughing their asses off, dude.
It was really?
Yeah. I ran out there just like, because I hadn't seen it before.
Right.
So it was great.
Did you like it that much? Reaction?
That's all I got to say.
Give me an E, then.
Give me an E.
Boom, bip, bip, bow. Let's hear a song off the top of the head, shit.
All right, what do you want to do? What do you guys want to do?
Let's hear an A.
E. E harmonic.
Play us a song you wrote.
All right. Sick like Johnny Cash.
I never thought I'd get a DUI, but I did.
That bitch is so out of tune.
I never thought I'd get a DUI. Yeah, but I did.
And so did Tom Rock.
Bus, man.
You and fucking pedophile.
You and pedophile both got a DUI.
Me and Rich Voss and Tom Rock.
Pedophile.
And me got a DUI.
And I never thought
I'd see the day that we'd all be on a three-seated bike going to BAMS trying to record. It's like really fucked up that them cops aren't on my side. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
It was a rap song.
I don't know why the cops wouldn't be on my side.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're shit-faced on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's bullshit,
high as
man.
A kite, trying to get out of it.
One-sided bitches, man. Like, if I was a cop, I would still be drinking.
That's why you're not a cop, you fuck.
No, you can fake that shit. Nah, I never drink. I'm a cop. I never drink. I wouldn't even be there to get, like... Sign the application or whatever.
I wish I was a cop, man. I'd fucking repo so much money and drugs from them people.
So would I, dude. That's why we're not cops, I guess.
That's what I just said.
It comes around full circle.
You're a brilliant man, shit.
You too, bro.
I love you.
That's why we're not cops.
We just had a very sentimental fucking talk here.
I like the hook of that song. I never thought I'd get a DUI.
This is Daddy. How may I assist you?
Hi, can you connect me to the W Hotel in Union Square in New York, please?
Yes,
Who the fuck you calling?
I'm calling Villa Valla. That's a tall order.
See, when you're like famous, you just call famous rock stars on the spur of the moment. Like this guy can.
You didn't tell her she was on Sirius Radio.
Good point, shit.
Hello and welcome to the Victoria's Secret.
Hi, can you connect me to Villa Vallo's room? Last name Valla, please.
Watch it be another fucking operator.
Right, I didn't know all this work we did.
Sing the hook, shit.
Oh.
Your call.
Christ's sakes, what a waste. You can't get a hold of them.
Ready, here we go.
Well, I never thought I'd get a DUI. But the same time is everybody else.
The same time as everybody else.
I never thought Tom Rock and Rich Rose.
His name's pedophile.
In jail with me. We're gonna be jail, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Jail, buddy. Jail, buddy.
Change up.
Nice.
Let's hear solo shit.
Yeah, hit it. What's the script?
Technical shit.
Jesus Christ. Now make up a rap song, shit.
Okay, right.
No, Chipper, let me play you this song. This is Roger Allen Wade. It's a country song, and this is the first time I'm going to play a country song on this radio station, but this is Johnny Knoxville's cousin, and the reason why I was calling Villa Valla from him is because this is his favorite song right now.
Really?
I swear to God.
I'm impressed.
Strange.
Dude, he sings it all day long. He loves it. I actually got Johnny Knoxville to send him some T-shirts just the other day. And this song is called All Liquored Up by Roger Allen Wade. Yeah. You're going to love this one, shit.
Okay, here
let's
we go.
Hear this Radio Bam Series 28 action.
Let's do it.
She was all liquored up. She was all liquored up. She come home late last night. She was all liquored up. She had a red dress.
She's a doing a hoochie coochie.
She's a doing a hoochie coochie. Yeah, she come on late last night. Her paycheck blown, her lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, her red dress torn, a doing a hoochie coochie, all liquored up. She had loving on her mind. She had loving on her mind. She come on late last night, loving. Paycheck blown, lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, a red dress tore, and a partridge in a pear tree. She was all liquored up. She was all liquored up. Paycheck blown, lipstick smeared, high heels in her hand, her red dress torn, a doona hoochie coochie,
falling out of the yellow cab. I said, where's your big ass Kim Edna? Since 4 in the morning, she spit popcorn on me and said, big lots. Some dude rolled out of there and throwed up on my PF flyers. Said, good to meet you, dude. I said, dude, best thing you do is take your dog and get to the house. I said, Edna, you need to get in there and brush your tooth and get on to work. You come in here drunk. She said, I'm not drunk. I've been drinking that Jägermeister's all night, but I am not drunk, brother. I'm all liquored up.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I'll fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction.
Fuck pissing, frat boy, we're
just
live.
Just fucking cue this shit up.
There he is. We're live, frat boy. We just played Roger Allen Wade. It's called All Liquored Up. She had a paycheck flow in her
are
red
we,
dress.
Are we on right?
Her lipstick smeared. All liquored up.
Are we so ready?
Are we on right?
All right.
Shit, let him play this message.
Shit, slow down. Yeah,
so tell me what this message
here,
is.
Break it down to Bam before you play it, what actually this message entails.
The girl Kelly that I was hooking up with.
This is Oz, ladies and gentlemen, aka Frat Boy.
Babysitter at times.
So anyway, she always thinks that I'm up to no good, which sometimes I am. But anyway, she...
Let's not talk about that.
So anyway, she came in my room the other morning and saw me with a naked chick in my bed next to me.
It's about time you got some pussy instead of going home with a hard dick.
So I'm going to play the message that she left. She actually called before.
Wait, so she walked in and saw you fucking or
no,
sleeping
I wasn't
with a
fucking,
naked? Were you naked?
She was there and
she was looking for her CD.
She called before.
She wasn't looking for this.
That's what I said. I said that.
Bullshit
and
ever,
said
man.
She was like moving condoms out of the way to look fine to see.
Were you naked?
She called at 9:30 in the morning. She's like, I got a doctor's appointment. I didn't get the message till after she showed up. And she's like, I just want to come over and get my CD at a doctor's appointment. I'll be over.
She's trying to pull the yeast infection on you.
Then my door opens. I'm half-assed out. And I see her, and she's like, hey.
So you have a girl next to you?
Yeah.
Is she naked?
Butt naked. Butt naked next
You're
to
naked.
Me. I'm naked.
Oh, man.
That's an ugly sight.
And there's condoms
there's
on
no
the floor, so she's looking
there's
around my room.
The there's no way of talking your way out of
that.
No,
one,
there
right?
isn't, because I'm like, oh, hey.
You
know, your
like,
CD's over there.
The only thing you could possibly say,
through.
I didn't know how to put the condom on, so I just dropped.
I just stopped.
Why is there jizz on?
But she's rummaging around the room like, where's my CD? Picking up condoms, wrappers, and was like...
So then an hour later,
what's
she calls you. What
what's your Alpha
say?
Beta frat boys do?
What they say? They call a frat lineup?
I don't know where they were. I think they're at the fat off.
They're at the fat off.
All right, so let's hear what the fuck she had to say. And that bitch has nerves to bring me into this.
Is that what's on the message?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
so this is after you got caught with the naked
bitch.
This
is like 2 hours after.
We don't speak in serious.
Okay, 12.
Is this the one?
Yeah.
Kiddo Kev, I really did like you, and I really did think, like...
But I was humping a naked bitch.
Like, you really felt that same way about me, but, like, I can't even believe how, like, bloody you are. Like, I don't understand why you just sleep with a different girl every night.
She likes you more now.
There's, like, I don't know.
Where's my
CD? There's so many guys out there like you, and I guess I just felt more if you weren't like that. And I've never, like... dated anybody like that. Like, I don't date people like you. So,
yeah, right.
I don't know. I'm sorry. But I really like you and I have fun with you and everything like that.
You can
that,
still hump her right now.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, it's like.
Wait till the end of it.
No, dude, like, grow up. Yeah.
Grow up? You're fucking somebody.
Like, people have diseases out there. You don't tell me, like, that you sleep with all these different girls. Like,
no one does, bitch.
Yeah. Why would you?
Honestly, like, I'm kind of pissed off about it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It just, like, kind of annoys me.
She's, like, talking to a machine.
You and you with somebody else. Like, what do you think I am? Do you think I'm, like, some big slut?
Sorry.
Oz, you can still get down her pants a bit.
Cut you off. Like, I can't deal with you anymore. Like,
she's upset about
too
it.
Wild. think that, like, Brandon Novak is closing the role. No, just have fun doing your thing, but...
Why did Novak
doing your thing?
I love Brandon. I think he's a nice guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, he's not, like, I mean,
You know.
Like that, then it's fine.
So
you like live life, so one day he's gonna wake up to be a very unhappy old man.
Why do you get brought into it?
I never even fucking kissed the bitch. Why is she
hollering
at me?
Let me know when I can get it. Bye.
Proceed.
Yeah, let me know when I can get it.
Novak.
That's fucking real.
Because she left a fucking 2.5 minute message on your phone saying how she liked you, you could still hump her, dude. That probably just gave you a little notch on your belt just to say it makes you look like you're good at getting
checked. It makes you look like you're good in bed, and she wants to get fucked good, so now she's like, damn. Well,
but she really just wants the CD back.
She just caught up in the moment.
Have you talked to her since?
No.
Well, dude, all you have to do is bump into her, and you can get down her pants again.
She's coming to get her CD, so
leave it to her. No CD.
Oh my god! Go to fucking the tower and get another one, bitch.
She's been looking for this Coldplay CD for 8 months now.
Oh my god! Download it on the internet. They're
all over. Coldplay. You can find it in the fucking neighbor's car or your house.
I don't break into your neighbor's car. I bet he has it.
Gosh, you two cops.
Every fucking kid in college town has that CD in their car. Just randomly
just turn
pick
it on
car
the radio.
They
play every song.
Yo, she mentioned that she thought that she liked you like 8 times.
And then
so that
just,
means that
know.
She still does.
I thought. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know. No, I do.
Dude, she's the type of girl who's fucking wakes up every morning just pressed now. Like, why do I want to wait till I'm 80
years
old? I
love how Novak gets brought into it. Like, you're just like Novak. And you know what? Novak's going to wake up one day, and he's going to be a grumpy old man.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're grumpy right now at 25, and I'm having a blast at 25. So when I'm 80, I should be grumpy. Who is happy?
You're 25, bitch, and you're grumpy.
You know, so I'm
at least Novak's going to be grumpy at 80 if he ever makes it there.
Probably not, babe. I'm hoping to make it to, like, 28, that'd be cool.
20.
Two more That's years. Like a few days.
2 more years. Yeah, birthday's coming up soon. You guys gonna give me presents?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Everyone's like, nope.
Of course
not. Bam, I want a vodka grapefruit shot of Crown on standby on when December 7th. December 7th hits. No, it ain't December 7th. It's December 10th.
Yeah, we're doing an autograph signing December 9th from 11 to 2, so technically.
Where at?
At the one I told you about.
Where's that at?
Wawa?
Where?
So Pennsylvania.
Allentown.
Wawa and Allentown?
I already talked about this. The dude Greg did.
Well, I want it in cash.
You get 25 in cash. I get 5.
Oh, good.
11 to 2. So technically at 12 o'clock, we'll hit my birthday. Game on.
There'll be like 3 people there, that's for sure.
Is he going to promote it or anything?
Yeah, it's already being promoted. I already told you about this fucking a month ago.
Call up Greggy and tell him to promote it.
We just saw him. Yeah, we saw him.
He didn't say anything, though.
It's what he does. He takes them real world fucks around.
God, there's Pennsylvania real world guys?
Yeah, it's just us two there.
Yeah, but think about it.
What?
He takes them around. Their show's done. No one's going to care about a real world dude anymore.
Except for Brad.
That's true.
He takes Brad everywhere.
Brad is going to slowly realize that nobody's going to care about him in the club lines in Los Angeles.
Dude, yeah. You know Brad?
He's
so
like, yeah,
cool.
I'm Brad from the real world. Which one, dude?
Philly.
Well, they're already on Texas now, buddy. We don't give a shit.
You're talking 32 real worlds ago, man. You're fucking day late, a dollar short, Brad. Go back.
Since Philly, we had Louisiana, Texas, Montreal,
Cancun.
Dublin. Fuck's sake. See you later, buddy. Yeah. Stand in line like everybody else.
I mean, somebody, have ID ready.
Dude, I went to elementary school where the dude was on the real world.
Who the fuck cares?
Because it cares to me. I was in school with him, man.
Shit, those guys are nobody or nothing and never will be.
Because all the real world is nobodies who are getting filmed. And the fact that you happen to see them be nobodies on MTV, like girls,
makes them think somebody.
They might like them. You know what I mean? It's like me filming you right now doing nothing.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm on the radio. That makes me look cool.
I am somebody from on the radio. Yo, it's just like when we were watching Dutch's show today, and Dutch's like, I'm a professional, kids. Don't try this at home. What the fuck makes you a professional? Where's your certificate from class? None of us are professionals.
I guess the only argument he could say is the fact that he's getting paid.
Well, yeah, that might. But I mean, that goes for all of us. It's not just Dutch. I'm just saying, I just saw Dutch say it 10 minutes ago. You know?
I guess if I write you a check, that makes you a professional.
Write me out one, bitch.
That's true.
All right, I'll clutch a check because I'm going to play him and end this show. Say goodbye, everybody. This is 1001101.
Yeah,
love everybody and everything.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction over and out.
Get pussy. Okay.
the Jerry lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Sample of Syrinx having the big sale of the year. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Gonna be a big brawl over it, like them little bitty babies in the king cake. Bonnie and Clyde, the whole dome. The shackles of automata will shatter like the bones. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Radioactive table with a sense of peace of mind.
7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Want to hang out with Bam?